The cool new app that will change the way you commute. Brand new from Xerox?
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. Xerox is testing a new app that would let residents of a city map their transit routes in real time. Joining me now is Wall Street Journal reporter Stephen Norton. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So explain this new app to me. It sounds relatively futuristic.
Xerox, besides making and selling copy machines, for a long time has sold back-end IT services to cities. Things like electronic toll booths, bus fare collections, things like that. And so they're taking all of this data that they collect from cities to build this app. And it, basically what it's going to let you do is map your route in real time. I open the map, I'll put in point A and point B, and then it will give me a list of all of my different transit options. So if I want to walk, if I want to bike, if I want to take an Uber or a Lyft, I get all of those mapped out on the app, along with their carbon footprint, the amount of calories that I might burn, along with the normal stuff like how long it takes to get there.
So it kind of seems like it's a Fitband and an Uber app and a GPS, all these apps in one.
Yeah, kind of. They're really trying to take advantage of this platform ecosystem. You know, we have APIs and technology now that allows companies like Uber to plug into this app. And so they're really trying to take advantage of the fact that you can get all of these different companies to plug in and then make a better service for users because you have everything in one place.
Right. Now, I understand they're testing them out in certain cities at this point.
Yep, they are in Denver and Los Angeles. So they're beta testing now. They're planning to roll out the apps in pilot phases in those cities, I think, sometime next month.
Is there any indication as to whether the rest of us can experiment with this new app?
At this point, I don't believe so. It's going to be just in Denver and L.A., but once they get through the initial pilot phases, I would imagine that if you go to Denver or L.A., there will be a lot of advertisements saying, download the app, try it out, use it. So if you head that way, you might get the chance to.
The company is known for making copies, really. What is the thinking behind amping up sales in the transportation business?
They're really just looking for new ways to capitalize on the data resources that they have. Printing, they still get about 40% of their revenue from copies and printing and things like that, but it's declining a bit. And so they're really putting a lot of their work into business process outsourcing. So like the ticket collecting, the toll booth stuff, all of these business processes, they can go in and give it a technological solution, and that's how they're making a lot of money now.
And as far as the market goes, do you think that there is a market for this? Will the consumer jump at this?
You know, it's hard to tell at this point. I think a lot of it is going to hinge on how well the cities really sell it and really push for adoption. You know, with any app that comes out, it can be the coolest technology in the world, but if you can't get people to use it, then it doesn't necessarily do anything. So it's going to be interesting because Xerox not only has to convince cities that it's something that's worth it for them to use, but then the cities also have to put a good amount of marketing into making sure people actually start to use it.
Any other ways that we can benefit from this app? Should it go forward and be successful?
Well, I think one of the things that Xerox is trying to do with this, you know, by having this app, they're going to be able to see where people are traveling, and they're going to be able to give cities a better view of how people move throughout the city. And so the value add that they're trying to push is to say, hey, if we can show you that, let's say, 10 Ubers have gone down Smith Street between 2 and 4 p.m. today, and it happens pretty regularly, maybe we need to change our traffic patterns to accommodate for that. Or if people are taking a certain train all the time during a certain time window, maybe we need to add another train. So there's that extra value add that they think might help cities to be able to better understand traffic flows throughout town and then improve their infrastructure accordingly.
Very interesting. Stephen Norton, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
That'll do it for the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Remember to check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts and follow us on Twitter at WSJPodcasts. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.